Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour and welcome to the Nata PR School podcast, episode number 11. Today, I wanted to talk about how we measure result at the agency. And measuring your impact is also part of what we call the Nata PR model. It's the number five, step number five. For those who have listened to previous episode, you know that we've been talking about this model, six steps to create a successful PR campaign. And if you want to follow what I'm talking and you want to have this model, we give it to you for free. You just have to go on our website, natapr.com, N-A-T-A-P-R.com. Measuring result. So public relations and social media are not exact sciences, right? It can seem sometimes super pointless to try to measure our results because it can be impacted by so many things. And it's never exactly the same thing. Media cover different subjects every day. Social media and influencers are changing. Their evolution is daily. So why measuring our results? So at Nata, we're still somewhat sometimes, resistant. We have kind of a resistance to give number or forecast our results. So some media are hard to pinpoint. So it's kind of difficult sometimes for us. And we're a bit reluctant to give some forecasts, actually, how we would how we think a campaign is going to be a success and like how many articles will be written, how many influencers will be talking about this new product. It's kind of difficult. But, you know, at the end of the day, my partner and I, my partner, David Tremblay, we have so much experience. That's why it's interesting. If you are looking to work with a PR agency, try to find an agency that's been around for a few years, maybe at least 10 years, because we have this experience out there on the ground and we can sometimes make very, very precise statistics on the results. We normally exceed what we say we will accomplish because we want to make sure that that we will serve our clients well. That's always our main concern. But know that we always have surprises. And we're doing campaigns right now and we are still in going through this pandemic. And there are so many changes happening. What I can say though is all brands that have kept communicating and trying to answer the needs of their clients, sending out messages and trying to understand what they were looking for, are getting crazy results. This means that they are featured in more reviews, articles, the press talk about them more. So it's very interesting what's happening right now. And so why do we measure those results, right? There are different reasons why we measure those results. And I want to say that with everything that's happening, it's becoming also quite difficult. So we have to measure what we call the earned result and the paid result. Generally, we don't have budget to purchase advertising space. The nature of our work is to really like find ways to convince people. So we have a real power of influence, actually. So being an influencer is now a super trendy, but this is what the PR agency have been doing for so many years. So our main goal was really to create and generate articles, mentions, interviews without any exchange of money. But, you know, times are changing. And the first who started to pay these influencers were the ad agencies. And I remember it's a few years ago already, less than 10 years, but a few years ago, they started paying these influencers. They had ad money and they wanted to expand and make, I can understand why, make their clients visible online more. So why not use the influencers who can really use a product, talk about a product. Up until then, it was more our work to do that. Like our work, I mean, PR agencies were doing that kind of work, making sure a journalist would try a product. If you're launching a new car, you will invite them, try new cars. So now it's also offered to influencers, obviously. And the ad agencies started paying them. I became quite worried. Remember when it happened? I'm like, oh my God, that's going to make our job so much more difficult, because every time we will propose something very fun and a product that we know the influencers love and that their readers, their followers would want to know about, they will ask for money. And with all the respect that I have for these influencers who work so hard, it's so much work, like creating content day on a daily basis almost. And some of them are really active on YouTube, Instagram. So that means, you know, filming yourself, finding interesting content to really be interesting and make sure your fans still follow you. I knew that by the time they would start paying them, there would be this period of adjustment. And thank God, with time, what we found is those influencers who were really talking about anything they were paid for, obviously, that kind of diluted their content. It's like if you read a magazine and all you see is ads, you're not going to read this magazine for a very long time. It becomes very boring and not really interesting, because when people are paying influencers, when a brand is paying influencers, they have some requests, obviously, and they want these influencers to talk about a product sometime in a certain way. That's not what we call organic. When we talk about organic results, know that it's simply organic equals no money. So this means an influencer, a blogger, decide to talk about a product on his own, and he knows what his fans love, how he can present a product in what situation. So that's why it's sometimes even more valuable to let the influencers present the product in its own way. But yeah, if you pay that person, then you have all the rights to have these expectations from the end results. But when it's organic, normally there's more engagement. You know, there's more people who will like the post or will view the YouTube video. So sometimes it happens that we have money. So this is something new that started a few years back. Some PR agencies also started representing these influencers, really paying them. But it's kind of difficult to do that and still do your PR job at the same time. I think we could certainly do another entire podcast on something like that. But what I wanted to explore today is more how we measure things. But this has a huge influence on how we measure things. So this is why I'm talking about that. So PR budget do exist. So sometimes we do have what I call PR money. When we talk about PR money, that this means small budgets. It's never as huge as what the ad agencies have. There are more budget to really complement sometimes their ad campaigns, or if they don't do an ad campaign, if the company doesn't do large publicity campaign, they will complement asking the PR agency to create an influencer campaign. It happens more and more that we do both. So we do the, let's say, quote unquote, traditional PR campaign, and we complete it with a paid influencer campaign. So influencers know. So with time, they know that sometimes we have money, sometimes we don't, which really makes our relationship even stronger with them. So they're willing to talk about something for free sometimes if it's of interest to their readers. As you know, we cannot force them. We cannot ask them for any kind of results. When we do that, we hope and pray that they will love the product or love the service and decide to talk about it to their readers. So this is a kind of a gray area where now we have access to occasional budget. So you see, it can be very tricky. But thank God now people know. people who follow us, and we talk about it very openly, as you can see. Sometimes we do have budgets and sometimes we don't. But I can say that over time, this skill of building relationship, having strong relationship with journalists and influencers, still the core of our activities at the agency. So back to why we measure and how we measure results. There are three main reasons, obviously. The first one is really for our clients to be able to evaluate the work we do. So evaluate our result and our success. Was this campaign successful or not, and why? And the number two is we want to measure the impact. How many people did we reach? And number three, we want to improve our results. So this is really interesting, especially when we do ongoing work with a brand, or if we work with a company and we work on different projects in different times, it's also very powerful to be able to compare one campaign to another. And so how do we measure these results? With time, professional PR agencies really started to use a measure that's closer, that really is moving closer to the advertising analysis. Probably more than 10 years ago, many PR agencies decided to use a system where we would combine all the articles. Let's say you had 10 different reviews. You have a TV, a magazine, a blog. So you would add up all the readers and the fans, and this will give you what we call the impressions. It's as simple as that. But it makes it very different from what it used to be. When we, let's say we have millions of impressions, so this is very close to how the advertising world would analyze their results and how they would sell campaign too. But back in the days, way before all agencies, PR agencies decided to use what we call the impression, we used to measure, let's say you had an article in a magazine, you have a half a page in a magazine. Then you would look at the Vogue price list, what they call the media kit, and let's say half a page is $25,000. So you would put in your report, we had half a page in the Vogue, value $25,000. Then we would add all these values and at the end had a crazy number. Which makes sense in a way, and I remember why we were doing that. Some countries still use this method of measuring results, but I kind of prefer what we do now. You know, just to give you a better idea too. So that was interesting too when we had a TV expert talking about a product, and let's say he talked about it during 5 minutes during a morning show. And if this 5 minute equals 10, 30 seconds, if a 30 second was $500, a 10 minute would equal $5,000. But the measure would also be transformed and multiplied by 3 or sometimes by 10. So you would say, well, since we had an expert talking about your product, it has a greater value, it has a very important value. And to present the weight of this value, the PR agency would measure the dollar value by 3 times. I even saw by 10 times, which I find a little crazy. But, you know, sometimes if you were on the cover of a magazine, the visibility was really, really had a huge weight, right? But I kind of like how we measure results now, really like comparing if you are in a top magazine or a top newspaper, then you look at the readership and this is the number we use. But why measure results, right? Why do we take the time to analyze what we are doing? Obviously, this helps us to understand what's happening out there. There are so many changes and it goes so fast. You probably all saw that there are many newspapers, many journalists are kind of disappearing, and there's a lot of information out there about what's happening. So it helps us too when we measure, see what's happening. So are we reducing the visibility of our clients because there are less, let's say, local newspaper, for example. It also helps us to measure what's happening on the web and online because we measure that part. So what's happening on the social media side? Also, it's important to measure the growth, right? The impact that we have, and I can tell you, and the impact that the social media has, which is growing every day. But know that we always do campaigns where we will combine both traditional media and social media. So sometimes we do have those campaigns where we have this, you know, why not take advantage of what's happening in the traditional media? As I told you, they all have numeric platforms. So we do that quite a bit. Have then another, let's say, a parallel campaign where we would cater to influencers and bloggers, right? But the main reasons why we measure a result, because this podcast is all about measurement, why we measure is really to be able to measure our success, measure the impact, and improve our results. If you don't measure what's happening, even if you're doing a very small campaign, it's going to be very difficult for you to improve and increase, you know, the number of viewers of your campaign. So there's a lot to say, as you can see. So thank you for listening to this podcast. And we'll keep exploring the Nata PR model and get on our list. And we'll be more than happy to send you some information. Or you can always reach out to me at nata@natapr.com. Thank you for listening and à la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!